Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
So there's been talk of like what this team, if it had a name like that, what it could be.
Pat's Punishers.
No.
The MKE Murphys.
No. Anything with my name in it, I'm not going to.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joined by the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Brewers and Diamondbacks, 6:40, first pitch tonight. Murph, you remember the last time you had a day off?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Don't give us too much credit for that. You know, it's part of our world. You know, we don't take advantage of days off, to be honest. Some players need some time off. You know, they just need some rest. But one day is not going to do it.
Thought it was interesting what Brandon Woodruff said. He was just cruising along Monday night, and then he had that sixth inning that was just kind of a little bit there, a little bit here, just kind of an issue. And he called it just a baseball inning, that it was his first baseball inning of the season.
Yeah, I mean, here's what happened. You give up, a guy does a good job on a sinker down, he hits a ground ball up the middle. If it goes right to the shortstop, we're not even talking about it. Right. He hits a ground ball up the middle. The next guy, the ball's a strike, but he's hanging out over the plate, and the ball hits him in the hand. Now, if you watch the video closely, his hands are in the strike zone when he gets hit. So it's a borderline strike, but it's a hit by pitch. Now, one of the best hitters on the planet, Ketel Marte, comes up, and with two strikes, hits a bullet right past the second baseman. If it's hit a little bit to the left, it's a double play, the inning's over. Then all of a sudden, you know, we get an out in there, and then we visit him, and he throws a sinker to Gurriel. He was just so ticked about how everything happened at that point, and it's all of a sudden 6-5. But he pitched great, and that's a baseball. That happens in baseball. They hit a blooper, or they hit something soft, or they hit one real hard, but right at somebody, or something unfortunate happens, a high chopper. Whatever, and that's part of baseball. That's why you stay relentless.
So when you went out there, were you planning to take him out, and he said, no, I'm good, and you were giving the veteran the benefit of the doubt because he's the vet, and unfortunately you still had
and
to
then
take
I
him?
Realized we visited like 15 minutes earlier in the right. inning, and I'm like, oh. I always look at the umpire, and he had his card out, and I'm like, oh, sugar. You know, I better. But then everybody thought I was strategically just stalling to give Ashby more time. And so it really looked like I knew what I was doing. But the truth was I had just kind of faced it.
You did get another really nice bullpen performance. Ashby, what was he, almost one and two-thirds innings. And talk about Abner Uribe fielding his position really at the end of the game. Outstanding work.
Yeah, he's an athlete and a half. Uribe's been great all year, underrated. Ashby's been great. Mears, unnoticed, came in and got two huge outs. The bullpen, again, it's beat up, but other guys are stepping up. I mean, Ashby and Mears have been underrated. The job, Mears especially, doing it in traffic every time. So not just McGill and Uribe, Koenig, these other guys have chipped in very well, too.
Jacob Mizorowski's on the mound tonight. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if I recall last week, you said something to the effect of like just needs to work on staying mentally focused. Does that sound right as far as when he's on the mound?
I talk a lot, and I get tired of hearing what I said, so I don't really remember what I said. I know that it's not good enough, what he had done the last couple times. If he wants to pitch for a team that's going to have the goals that we have, that wasn't good enough. But he's a young kid, and he'll respond to it. That's just the way it is. You can't always rub his back and tell him how great he is. You know, sometimes you got to let him know that, you know, that's not acceptable. So I think he'll be better. This is a great lineup. I mean, this team, like the Giants, this team was built to win a World Series. I mean, they have six guys still in their lineup from the team that went to the World Series 4 or 5 years ago. So they spent the money, they went out and did things, and they're not quite having the season they want, but they're still in the hunt, to be honest. It's a longer way for them, but we know they're capable. Their lineup is really, really good, so
Murphy,
they won't be intimidated by Miz.
You mentioned Trevor McGill as well, our closer. Great numbers overall on the season. Last few didn't go his way with a couple of blow-in saves in there. Any concerns about him long-term, or is that just the numbers catching up with themselves, kind of much like Woody was talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it has anything to do with the numbers, but you just can't, you can't have a perfect season as a closer. You know, you just can't. And he's had nearly one. You know, you go back and look at the greats, Trevor Hoffman, you look at Rivera, and you look at, you know, Lee Smith. You look at all these guys. They didn't just go through the season and it was money in the bank. Josh Hader. You know, it's part of it. And it's a matter of time before it happens. We love McGill. He's the right dude. And, you know, he's been great for us. Look at the, you know, the situations he's been in. I mean, it's not like, you know, this kid's been in the big leagues, I don't know how many years. He finally found a home here. It's kind of really perfect for our group. You know, he's like everyone else. No one really wanted him. And all of a sudden he's found a home here, and it's really cool. And yeah, he's been great. So don't worry about Trevor. It takes some time. Sometimes there's two or three in there, and it gets in your head mentally, but he'll work through it.
I was at the game Friday night, Murph, and it was the first time I had seen the walkout for McGill, you know, where you bring your phone out and the things flash. And all that. So you'd hate to have to redo that. That's really well put together.
Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't.
No, they turn the lights out and they play the crazy music and everybody brings their phones out and the lights flash, no?
Yeah, I guess. I'm focused on other stuff there, but I guess you guys
Murph, the
fun.
Lights are out. You have to have noticed.
Yeah, it goes out a couple times, it seems like, for me during the game.
Brewers 360 on News Radio 620 WTMJ. Thanks, Pat.
Go get him, Murph.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
640 first pitch tonight. Brewers and Diamondbacks back at it. 8:53, Wisconsin's Morning News.